This is Ozarks at Large. The list of possible topics this week for John Brummett, political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and Roby Brock with our partner Talk Business and Politics is long. There is the ongoing fight against the coronavirus, the continued move for justice reform, and the emerging reporting about intelligence regarding possible Russian bounties for American lives in Afghanistan. Roby began this week's conversation focusing on possible hate crime legislation in Arkansas.
So we've had developments here in Arkansas where Governor Asa Hutchinson has basically said, I am supportive of this, and you see some bipartisan support in the legislature, some resistance as well. None of that could happen until next legislative session. You don't think there's going to be anything before then, do you?
Well, that's interesting. There's some people who think maybe so, that maybe there could be a special session and it could be done. There's some people involved in it see that as a potential, as a possibility. So it could happen before, certainly the next session, but don't discount the possibility of something before. People who are behind this may have a mild interest in seeing that happen.
What would be the advantage to getting it done early? I mean, what would be the emergency situation?
Politically, I guess. I mean, things are unsettled, and people are concerned about how things are going to play, and that politically, and it might possibly have some effect. I can't see much beyond that, but I think there's an interest also in when the iron is hot, strike, and on hate crimes, and on taking down Confederate monuments. These are major deals that are unlikely events in Arkansas, unlikely political actions. And if they ever are going to happen, it would seem to be in the current mood. And should that mood ease, as moods tend to over time, you might lose some of the momentum.
We've seen Mississippi over the weekend get rid of its Confederate symbolism in its state flag. I don't think there's a replacement yet, but there's definitely an abolishment of that actual state flag, which was kind of came from out of nowhere, to be honest with you. I mean, it really moved quickly, as you're talking about. Arkansas also has some symbolism, and is it its state flag? Do you think this is something that could also fold into hate crimes, Confederate statues coming down?
Yes. Let me just say, if this waits till the next session, as it might, this is going to be start getting in shape now for covering the next legislative session. I mean, particularly at my age, it's time to go on a diet and get some aerobic work going. Because this, first of all, you've got a whole new legislative culture. The state Senate, especially, has just about had it with Asa Hutchinson. They're just tired of him. They've been around too long, and he's run things through his nephew too long, they think. So there's going to be a lot more scrutiny given to governor's discretion. As Asa said yesterday on George Stephanopoulos' show, he didn't say, I think we should move that monument on the northeast corner of the Confederate soldier monument. He didn't say in those words, but he said, I think they should be moved. Some of them should be moved to less public places where it's more historic rather than generally celebratory. And then he said the legislature will weigh in on that, as I would think that they will. It's hate crimes legislation. It will be difficult before it's over to get that done. It's not an easy thing to do. And then the flag, we already had in the last session, now departed from the legislature, chief of staff to the mayor of Little Rock, Frank Scott, Charles Blake, had the bill to change the symbolism of the stars representing the governances of the state and have them have the Confederacy changed to the Native Americans who were here. And the governor was for that, but it didn't get passed. All of that, cultural, racial, financial, fiscal, viral, it's going to be something. It is truly going to be something.
It sounds like it'll be Martin Luther King Jr., Robert E. Lee, holiday separation on steroids.
Times hundreds, yes.
Development over the weekend, we see another police shooting, this time in Little Rock, a little bit different than what we've seen nationally in terms of just an all-out, somebody stepped on someone's neck and choked them out there, but there's certainly a lot of controversy around this police shooting in Little Rock. Does this fold into the conversation about hate crimes? Does this fold into the conversation about police brutality that we've been witnessing for the last month really here in the streets of Little Rock?
It certainly folds into it. How much, I'm not sure. It depends on circumstances and obviously how it's perceived. And I don't have a good reading on that, but everything folds into this conversation. I mean, this moment in race in America and in Arkansas as well is one of the darndest things I've ever seen. It's you remember how the movement on gay marriage took some time, but then happened. It's just happened precipitously on race. And all of this folds into the discussion, and it remains to be seen what our legislature will do and what factors will play. And this shooting, I just don't have a take on it. But this hate crimes legislation, like, you've already got some legislators. I think Jason Rapert is on social media sort of resisting the idea that some crimes are more hateful than others or some hate matters more, you know, that argument.
Right.
Then you had this bill done by Senators Jim Hendren and Representative Nicole Clowney, and when I put on the Twitter that they were getting ready to announce it, the legislature sort of in the back had an explosion. Like, wait a minute, you two are doing this? Two white people? What about Senator Joyce Elliott? And then there's this bill includes gender identity and sexual orientation, and the gay community is saying, where are we? And why is this one section in here that says this bill changes nothing regarding other policies? Why do you have to put that in there? Legislating gets very, very hard, and it gets very, very nuanced. So the first 2 days' explosion on that issue was not about resistance from the conservatives to hate crime. It was infighting in the Democratic Party about who's doing this and why and who's the face of it and what does this section mean and what does that section mean. None of that has to do with the police shooting question because I don't really have a good feel for that. But we're getting ready to have some real politics and some real culture war
here.
It's
another ingredient in the stew that is
boiling. It's quite a stew. It is quite a stew.
It is. Over the weekend, the New York Times and other news organizations have later confirmed that apparently Russia was paying Taliban forces for basically American scalps in Afghanistan. Been some pushback on that from the administration that was not necessarily true, but I think we're going to learn more in the coming days as there's going to be congressional inquiry. And you've even seen on a Monday morning, Senator John Bozeman is saying, we've got to get to the bottom of this. And for him to maybe take a little bit of that stand is just signs that even the Republicans in the U.S. Congress are going to want to know more about this. What's the potential risk, do you think, for President Trump, depending on which way this story may play out?
I think it may hang in the balance. I mean, he's in trouble anyway. I mean, he's polling below 40. He's well behind. All that can change as they attack the Democrats for being socialists and wanting to do away with the police, whatever they end up saying. But this report, what it suggests is that if it's true in any respect, There's no way for him out of it. He can say, "I didn't know." Well, and then we find out that it was been in intelligence briefings, which he's famous for not reading, or he knew, but he has chosen, he's declined for the administration to presume to do anything about it, to start to do anything about it. He simply is stonewalling that. Is this because of his palship with Putin? I don't know if. Well. At this point, let's just say we don't know if it's true. If it's true, I think it takes it solidifies his political difficulty. I cannot see him with the virus. Now, these will be famous last words by John Brummett. I cannot see him with the virus, with his with the race issue and police issue and the sort of the attack he's taken on that, And if there is truth to the fact that there were that Russia was paying for deaths of American service men, and he should have known it or did know it and didn't do and is not doing anything about it, there's no way. That's the prescription for a landslide, even a landslide victory, even for Joe Biden. When I say that with italic, even for Joe Biden. Now, much is yet to be known, but I'm glad to see Senator Bozeman said, let's let's find out, and let's see what happens.
Lastly, COVID world, everything on the uptick in Arkansas as well as other southern states, starting to be a lot more pressure. We've seen Texas actually is regressing now some in terms of its opening up for business. Florida closing some beaches down in south parts of Florida there. May see some other states start going backwards too. Do you sense that Arkansas starts ratcheting down some? If you look at it per capita, we are just as much of a hotspot as some of those other bigger states that have bigger numbers per se.
I currently believe it's like Hutchison said on ABC yesterday. Well, we're certainly not moving forward, meaning we're in phase two and we're not going to go to phase three. You're asking, I think, basically, are we going to start ratcheting back from where we are? Mm-hmm. Based on the current numbers, woeful though they are, and troubling every day, almost overbearingly so, if they're sort of like this, a 600 a day, and they can say, well, they're mostly in food processing industry, or are there a lot of prison element, then I don't think so. But this thing, I mean, the epidemiologists will explain to you, if it's out there like that, it's going to be somewhere else, you know. And the slightest evidence that our new practices under phase two and bars on Dixon Street and why or at the Lakes this weekend, if there's any real evidence that that is causing the numbers to spike, I think we got to go back. I do. And
that's a tough political calculus.
It's a horrible
for
thing.
The governor.
It's a very horrible thing. He's always told me, and he's told everyone, I'll let the data and the medical and the health professionals guide me. Okay, well, let's just see. I'm not hoping for that, for goodness knows. I mean, maybe this is our biggest problem, and maybe it's contained, and maybe it will begin to wane, and we'll all live happily ever after. But that's a big if right now.
John Brummett is a political writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, and his columns can be found at ArkansasOnline.com or through the Northwest Arkansas edition of the paper at NWAOnline.com. He spoke with Roby Brock from our partner, Talk Business and Politics. And there is more from their conversation about Tom Cotton, about D.C. statehood, and more regarding the president. That can be found at TalkBusiness.net.